Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Secondary Heroes Podcast. This is a continuation of our new bonus series of podcasts known as Secondary Shorts, where we talk about what's trending in pop culture and what we're currently doing in relation to movies and TV. This is your host, Trevor, and joining me as usual is...
Hey, guys, it's Prague.
This is Josh.
And it's DeLorean Wolfgang. Yep, that I'm not coming up with anything.
What? I was saying, I'm like, all right, what's the name?
I do all of that for the regular show. Why do I have to be creative every show?
Just keep the same energy, man.
Same energy.
Hey, guys, it's DeLorean Wolfgang. Welcome to Secondary Shorts.
I just spit all over my screen.
We should have, like, a shorts off. Oh, wait, no, hon. That came out.
Well, I need to go put some shorts on then.
Yes. Oh, wow. Boy.
Okay, so
what's going on this week?
Was watching.
I should say, what am I finishing up? Because I did finish up Sharp Objects, finally. That show was phenomenal. I did kind of figure out, like, you know, the whodunit of it, but I didn't know the why, so that was really interesting. I just had a strong inkling, but man, that show is so well edited. Like, I don't know, I haven't watched a show or even a movie that had the type of editing and sound editing too, that it had. So, well worth it, I think, if you're into like mysteries and drama, character dramas too. So, yeah, A+ in my book. That one of HBO's better shows.
Sure. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Prague actually agrees with me on something.
Thanks for the recommendation.
All right. Maybe I'll have to look into the Sharp
Objects. Speaking of agreeing on stuff, I got to give a shout out to Prague because I finished Dark Season 1, and that just might be my favorite show on TV.
Right?
It is so damn amazing. And it's not even the time, like, I love the time travel aspects and time as a loop, but just the interconnected nature of every person in the village and how that extrapolates over time and generations is just amazing.
It gets even darker. Yes.
Watch Dark. It's on Netflix. Dark. Just do it.
Do it.
Right. Do it.
Even if you have to read subtitles, but you don't have to.
Even if you put on the terrible English dubs.
Just do it.
Just do it.
So, I'll do the terrible English dubs because I'm not reading.
So to segue into that, though, off of that real quick, Dark Season 3 just launched this weekend. We talked about it last week. So I am halfway through it. And wow, just keeps on getting wow.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Wow.
It keeps up the pace.
Keeps up the pace, man. It's wrapping things up. I think it's their final season, they said.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
They had always plotted it out to three seasons,
yeah, right.
Which is
three
nice.
Three seasons is perfect timing. Bouncing off of last week, I finished up Leaving Neverland.
Oof.
And then I posted on Twitter that I finished it up.
Okay.
And that I was like, okay, this is so bizarre that we still support this guy, Michael Jackson, for all that he's done and stuff. Right. I got blasted. People did not like that I said what I said.
Nope.
And they started sending me link after link of how that show was all a fraud and everybody lied on it.
Oh, you missed the original, like the hoopla around it first time.
I was going to respond to your tweet and say that you don't have to take the show as 100% fact.
Like, right, okay. It's just a documentary.
Okay. If it was 50% fact, tell me that that's not wrong.
Oh, I'm not going to watch that. I already know about Michael Jackson. I don't need any of this.
Yeah. So I finished the show. I now, you can stop tweeting me, people, because I believe you. I believe it. I believe that it was all a lie and these guys are all making it up. So that's my Leaving Neverland story. I'm over it. I'm done. Right,
cool. We're leaving it. On to the next.
I'm there leaving it.
Oh, we're leaving Neverland. Okay.
Actually, I'm moving on. So actually, no. You know what, Josh? You go next. What are you watching, man?
Okay. There's actually two things I've been watching. First one's Mr. Iglesias on Netflix, season two.
Yeah.
What's interesting about this is that it has half of the season on there. So maybe production got cut once because of the coronavirus, maybe? Like filming, I mean, sorry. So this
probably makes sense.
After
maybe.
Things die down, they're probably going back and recording the rest.
Makes sense.
Yeah, okay. For sure. It reminds me of like the writer's strike. Remember back when there was that writer's strike and then all of a sudden like all these shows just came to an absolute halt.
We lost a lot of good TV.
Yeah.
Like lost.
I think one of them was like Dirty Sexy Money was a really fun show. And then all of a sudden it was like, hard pivot, bad writing. Just
you remember Heroes?
Oh, yeah. Heroes! Yep. Oh,
a lot of people were affected.
So
a lot of shows.
Oh wow!
So yeah, same thing maybe is happening.
So maybe the same thing's happening with with this.
It could be. I mean, no, probably not picked, to the full extent. It got picked up, I think, for another season, so it's strange that.
And the writers can still work from home.
Yeah, writers can still work for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's a good show.
There you go. Cool. Okay. Brandon, you said you had a second show as well?
Oh, a second one's more like a guilty pleasure.
Nice.
It's Married at First Sight.
Oh,
I thought he was going to say 90 Day Fiancé. So.
I thought it was that. I went to visit my sister. Was it last week? And she was like, "Oh, let's watch your show." And I was like, "Oh, whatever. I don't know about this." And
is
then,
this like the blind like, date thing?
Sounds awful.
They take like a questionnaire and they fill out like what their interests are, what they look for, and then these match people, they just find the perfect person for them and they marry them. Think for about eight weeks. For 8 weeks, and then, or was it like, I forget what this span of time is, but then at the end of that, they figure out if they want to stay married to them or not.
Wow.
So, hard pass.
It was interesting. I got caught up in it, so I had to finish the story.
Guilty pleasures are fun, though. I like the guilty pleasures sometimes.
Yeah, my guilty pleasure right now is still Floor is Lava. That show is hilarious just because all the contestants are so annoying, but you get to see them smack face first into various items, and it's all done to classical music.
Oh, Wipeout.
I love making fun of people. It's all good.
I like making fun of people. What's going on here? Nice! Live on Secondary Shores, we are now an official Twitch affiliate.
Twitch affiliate. We did it. All we needed was three people to watch every day.
This Justin, your daily prognosis, the Secondary Heroes have been honored with the title of Twitch affiliate.
I like that you make it about yourself. Prognosis. Yes. Yeah.
I love the prognosis. I think that that needs to be a thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? We'll see. You like the prognosis at home while you're listening to this, please
let us know. Maybe I'll start doing it.
I actually started a new show for my family, Smallville. I'm doing it.
New to the family.
Smallville. Honestly, I'm loving it. I love the music. It's taking me back to high school days. My wife said that she watched it when she was a kid and loved it. So now it's like, this is awesome. I'm all in on this.
Smallville.
Yeah, I haven't watched Smallville, that show the superhero in forever. Show. I think I've only watched like the first two seasons back in the day, and I like barely remember it.
I love the guy who plays Superman.
Yeah,
I love this guy. He's awesome.
Whatever his name is. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good Superman.
Yeah.
He played him perfect. Yeah, played him perfectly.
There you go.
I mean, down home farm boy. Anyway, so yeah, those are my two shows that I've got.
Very nice. Do you else have any breaking news or things that are happening in the pop culture world?
Yeah.
I know Trevor. One big thing that's happening.
Oh, yeah?
Probably the biggest event in the history of time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
I think I know what it is. I think I know.
Jason Momoa is going to be Frosty the Snowman.
Nope, not what I was thinking. Nope, hard pass.
Is that like when you know your career's taken off, or is it kind of?
That's when your career's falling back down to earth, like smashing.
Oh, dude, totally. Are you kidding me? That's like, well, hold on.
I think
but
his
the
career
Rock,
is frozen. Is
the
is.
Rock was the what was it? Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, but that was at the beginning of the career, not at the end.
Jason Momoa, man, he did the Super Bowl commercial. And now he's Frosty. I don't know what he's doing.
He's hoping that Snyder cut. He's hoping that Snyder cut redeems him.
Gives him a boost.
Better hope that, or else his career is gonna melt.
Just saying. Prog bringing that heat. That's two. Let's get away from Frosty.
Let's get away from Frosty because there is bigger news. I think Josh should tell this story. It's a pretty big story that broke today. You want to take this, Josh?
Oh, what happened today? Oh, just good. Fallout. The Amazon series, which is I'm excited for. I don't know what's going to actually happen.
Right,
but
we know the storyline.
It's Fallout.
All they really mentioned was that they're going to bring on the producers of Westworld as the producers of this show for Amazon. Mm-hmm. So it's Amazon, which makes great television, and it's the Westworld producers who obviously made great television. I think they would do really well with that world of Fallout, because Fallout has like the robots and they do have all those, you know, fun, quirky things about it. I think it could be really nice. Hopefully it's just a straight up adventure kind of thing. And
hopefully.
Yeah. How could they do it? Because if you've played the game, you already know the story
Well, the thing is, there's a new story every game, so you can just can just create a new story. Like a Vault Dweller comes out, it's the apocalypse. What's the story?
It's like The Witcher. I mean,
right? It's the same exact
thing. People eating that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched The Witcher. That's something that I'll eventually get to.
Well, you should.
Speaking
toss
of
a coin
Superman,
to Netflix then.
Yeah, I.
Oh yeah,
that
is Superman.
Like
I forgot.
Yeah,
because he has the long hair.
Like, yeah, the white hair.
There's so many Superman.
And there's so many Supermen out there, so, you know.
Well, there is more other big news. And you guys might be able to talk on this a little bit more, but because I know nothing about it. But Hamilton is being brought to Disney Plus.
Nice.
On July 3rd, which is July 2nd, essentially, at 11:59 p.m., transition over to midnight. So by the time this podcast is actually live, Hamilton will be available, and everybody will already have watched it like 10 times.
No, is this the Dorothy Hamilton on Ice thing that they're talking about?
No, that one's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Prime special.
Okay. I'll make sure to tape that tonight. Okay.
It's just insane because I would have never watched this play in a million years. Exactly. I'm not going to go and pay like $150 for nosebleed seats. That definitely I probably not. Won't even be able to get the tickets because they're in such demand. Like people are
that's
waiting
a low
years
price.
To go
that's
see.
That's not how much you pay for those tickets, by the way. So yeah, me neither. I would not want to do that. But hey, if it's on my free Disney Plus, I'll watch it at some point.
I won't even watch it for free.
Oh wow!
No,
wow.
Because I can't. There's something about like okay, I dig a musical. I dig a musical like for instance, Moulin Rouge or Chicago, where there's acting in between. Hamilton is straight up singing from start to finish. There's no acting. It's like
acting.
It's like Dreamgirls. Where in the movie Dreamgirls, where they literally sing from start to
I forgot about that movie.
It drives me nuts. Like, I just want the singing to stop.
Oh, but aren't they kind of like rhyme rapping? And it's not always
the storytelling of Alexander Hamilton, who has such a great story because he was such a genius to create the whole Federalist Papers and drive the creation of our union and to then die. By the hands of Aaron Burr in a duel because he failed for his chick. And I mean,
Aaron Burr
is dumb.
Trevor doesn't get that because he's not old enough to get that commercial.
Alex, give it a chance, Alex. Just give it a chance.
Dude,
you don't know. You might like
it. I don't think I will.
You have to watch it just because it's so hyped up. This is the most hyped thing in the history of time.
It really is.
I'm
just now
getting to Smallville.
I have to watch it just because of the hype. I have no idea if it's good or not, but I sure am giving it a chance.
I have no interest in it, but I probably will watch it at some point soon just because it is on. Nah. So yeah, I'll give it a shot. Why not?
I'm excited for it. So.
Nice.
It's interesting that Disney also pivoted because they paid $75 million for the theatrical rights. And without theater releases for the foreseeable future, they're like, let's throw it on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Why not? Makes sense.
What was Les Miserables? That was the other one. Les Miserables was the... No, that was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a good movie.
Okay, so I watched the movie.
The Greatest Showman, that's another good one.
There you go.
But there's acting in between. So I loved The Greatest Showman. I thought that was so much fun, and the music was great. But Les Miserables was literally from start to finish, music, and it drove
me
nuts.
Too much music.
There was one scene.
It's like it's a musical or something.
Where one person stopped singing and he literally said one word in not sing song where he goes, no. And I was like, a breath of fresh air. Someone's not singing. Yeah.
I see.
So I don't think that I could do this.
It's kind of weird because you love to sing, but you don't like hearing others sing.
Right? But I like to talk in between.
That's true. He doesn't sing the whole podcast. That's a later episode.
Well, I think that should be a new thing. I'll actually try for one episode. He'll sing everything
I will
that he
say
says.
That our shorts are going long, so we should probably
we're at
15 curtail
minutes.
This
it's not that
conversation.
Long.
There's one big news story also. So it relates to us being Twitch affiliates. I started streaming some Animal Crossing, and on July 3rd, because that's a big day for updates and releases, there's a new summer update, so you can actually go jump and dive into the ocean and swim around, and I guess all those sharks that you fish up aren't going to eat you. I don't know. I wish they did. It would add more intrigue to the overarching structure of the game.
Oh, yeah. If you can kill on the game, that'd be great. I keep trying to have... I keep trying to have my villagers mate, but they won't. Like, I'll just, like, get them in the same room together, and they just don't do anything. I'm like, what? I have mood
Fast
lighting and candles.
Time for 10
like,
years.
Are they still the same species, or are you going with,
no,
like, anteater
no.
and hippo and...
Yeah, I'm just... trying to mix it up. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't know.
You forgot it's,
being progressive.
It's Nintendo.
I know.
Nintendo's not that. It won't go that direction.
Speaking of games, I downloaded a game on my VR. For those who have a VR headset, like Oculus or anything like that, I downloaded Jurassic World VR, and wow.
Does the T-Rex chase you?
No, so I guess it's not really a game in
Hard
a way.
Hard pass.
Wait, what did you... You said Tyrannosaurus?
Does the T-Rex chase you?
No, you pretty much hang out with Blue the Raptor the whole time. So Blue the Raptor is running around, then the T-Rex comes
what,
out.
Is it like a little Tamagotchi or something?
Then they get into a battle, and... No, man.
He's like he's a 3D expanded
VR
version
Tamagotchi.
Of Tamagotchi. Okay, cool. I like it. I
do. But you don't feed him. You don't clean up its poop. You don't
so
do
what do you do in
you're
the
not
game?
Far enough into
so
the game. That's advanced
it's
level.
It's not really a game.
Like an experience.
It's an experience. And honestly, it's a awesome experience. And it's free. So
okay,
I would say,
free. All right.
Yeah, if you have a VR headset, download it for free because it's actually a really fun experience. I can't wait for my nephew to come over for 4th of July so I can. He loves dinosaurs.
Cool.
And for him to be like steps away from a T-Rex screaming in his face,
VR developers, this is putting you on blast. Make a game where you're in the little Jurassic Park vehicle and the T-Rex comes over the fence
cool.
and his face is coming down you and you're holding the glass screen. Then you get in the Jeep and he's chasing you down. Come on, let's get some Jurassic. Don't just throw the Jurassic name onto this makeshift stuff.
I'm telling you, VR is still behind the times.
I
several
still
years
love
of
my VR.
Behind. I know it's great. I'm just saying.
I log into it every day because it's great.
Nice.
Cool. At that, I do want to do a podcast spotlight. Shout out spotlight. This week's spotlight is a podcast called Mission to Zix. To ZYXX. It's an improv podcast that's kind of like Star Wars in a way, but it's a total goofball fun improv. Like they have comedians on all the time. It's actually a ton of fun. And the latest episode that I just listened to today had me dying laughing. It was hysterical, where they went to a planet where giant monsters come down from the moon, and these turtles are in a group. Teenage turtles are in a Power Rangers group called
Turtles. Yeah,
they're tortoises. They're called the tortoise troop or something like that. So it's a making fun of
multiple
turtles and Power Rangers. But when they start playing the Power Rangers music, it's just, I felt myself driving faster because the Power Rangers music was good. Yeah, Turtle Troop, activate! Turtle Troop, activate! It was bonkers. It made me laugh so hard. So that is going to be my podcast spotlight. You guys got to check it out. Mission to Zix.
All right. Well, if you guys are at it, I mean, check out some of our friends, too. We got the Four Dorksmen, Geek Together, STS Guys, The Average Nerd podcast, which is still fairly new, so check them out. And then Nerdy Curious is also great, good friends of ours. So check those guys out if you can. Give them a listen.
Awesome.
That's it, I think, for this week.
That was a short secondary update on the happenings. And this is your host, Trevor Drone, and talk to you later.
Yeah, probably go.
See ya.
DeLorean, roll out!
That's what we're doing.
I'm going with it now.